I've found that for most people, certain calendar years come to represent major events. The year that we were born, the year a friend or a loved one died, the years our children were born or adopted, the year that we got sober, the year that we moved away or ran away or finally came home again. No matter what else happened during each of those calendar years, these are probably the things we associate most strongly with them. And then there are the years defined by national or world events. 1929 and the stock market crash. 1969 and our landing on the moon. 1989 and the fall of the Berlin Wall. And in 2001, the very different fall of the Trade Center towers in New York City. For many of us, I imagine 2017 will be remembered as the year that Donald Trump became president. But it's also the year that many of us have learned how to use our voices anew, how to call and petition our representatives, how to smash the patriarchy, how to dismantle racism and resist hate and fight inequality. It's been an overwhelmingly tiring and disillusioning year for so many people I've talked to, and one defined in large part by a sense of ongoing effort, resistance, fight. In the midst of the world, of this country, in the midst of our local communities, as we find ourselves in them, here and now, and on this last day of 2017, it is important, I think, for us to remember just how finite all of this really is. This era that we are in, it will not last forever, and neither will any of our lives. Not one of us knows how much time we have left, which means that every single day that we wake up is a blessing, an opportunity, an invitation. Given how finite, how precious the time we have in this life is, let us use this new year to recommit ourselves to the living of the lives we feel called to live, the lives we know that we can live, the lives that we know we must live. Even though it may just be for us another day on the calendar, the beginning of the new year is as good a time as any to set intentions for how we wish to live from now on. And in 2018, I hope we can define our shared experience by something other than just resistance and disillusionment and fight. This year, perhaps we can take some wisdom from the latest Star Wars movie to heart. And instead of focusing only on fighting the racism and the patriarchy and the transphobia that we hate, and working to save what we love. I imagine for many of us there is someone out there with whom we could and maybe even should make amends, like the sisters did in our story this morning. Someone whose name pops involuntarily into our heads and hearts anytime we hear words like reconcile or forgive. There are times when pride and ego get in the way of reconnecting with people we love, and it can be very freeing for us to let those burdens go so that we don't have to carry them anymore. It can be life-changing to let go of fighting someone so that we can begin loving them again. But pride and ego are not the only things that can become walls to separate us from others. There are people in our country who make great profit from our willingness to categorize ourselves as separate, as distinct from others, whether it's prisoners or refugees, migrants or the poor. And there are people in our government who want us to think about our national community in segments, segments like the black vote, or the millennial generation, or the college educated, or the working class, rather than as one whole, diverse community with many shared values and common needs. So, rather than focusing mostly on resisting all of the bad, and there is plenty of bad to resist in this world, perhaps our work in 2018 could be to build bridges, to build unity, to build our power. If we want to live in a world that works for everyone, perhaps this new year ought to be about forming new relationships, new friendships with people from categories other than our own, categories for whom the world isn't working well right now. If we want to give our lives and the lives of those around us the shape of justice, then perhaps our priorities as individuals, as families, as a church community need to be examined and honed. If we are invested in a future of justice and equity, maybe 2018 needs to be about building the bridges we need to get there. So, my beloved people, I ask you, what do we need to prune away so that we can bring our whole vital selves to the living of the new year ahead of us? Using the power of holy fire, that holy flame of truth we kindle each time we gather here together, what do we need to let burn away to make room for these new relationships, these new friendships to take root? Given our reality here and now, what do we need to lay down so that we can take up the new lives that we could and maybe even should be living? We are going to take a few minutes while Jason plays some music to think about what we would each like to let go of before 2018 begins. And once you know what that is, I invite you to write that down on the little piece of paper that the usher gave you when you came into the sanctuary. And after the music is over, we will join together in consigning our burdens to the flame.